In the summer of 1942, 12-year-old Patty Bergen's life changes forever when German prisoners of war arrive in her small Arkansas town. As a Jewish girl growing up in the segregated South, Patty already knows what it means to be an outsider. Her parents, a harsh, abusive father and a cold, critical mother, offer little affection, leaving her starved for love and approval. Her only source of genuine care comes from Ruth, the family's black housekeeper, whose wisdom and kindness provide Patty's emotional anchor. When Patty meets Anton Reicher, a German POW who speaks perfect English, she's immediately drawn to him. Unlike everyone else in her life, Anton treats her with respect and genuine interest. He's not the monster propaganda has painted German soldiers to be, but a former medical student from an intellectual family who appreciates Patty's curiosity and intelligence. Their brief conversations in her father's department store spark a connection that defies the expected boundaries of enemy and citizen. What begins as childish fascination deepens into something more profound when Anton escapes from the prison camp and Patty discovers him hiding near her home. Faced with a moral dilemma that adults would find challenging, Patty makes a decision that will forever alter her understanding of courage, compassion, and her own worth. Patty's secret sanctuary, an abandoned servants' quarters above the family garage, becomes Anton's refuge. Accessible only by climbing brace boards after her father removed the stairway, this hideout reflects Patty's hidden inner life. Here, Patty brings Anton necessities, while their conversations about literature, history, and philosophy become her education. Anton calls her PB and values her ideas, unlike her parents. "I believe that love is better than hate," Anton tells her, "and that there is more nobility in building a chicken coop than in destroying a cathedral." These moments of shared humanity contrast with the war's hatred. Even Ruth bonds with Anton. When he pulls out a chair for her, something no white man has done, she experiences being treated as an equal. "It sure is refreshing cooking for somebody who appreciates food," she remarks. In this hideaway, three outcasts create a temporary sanctuary from the prejudice outside. Before fleeing, Anton gives Patty his most precious possession, a gold family ring worn by generations of Reichers, including his great-grandfather, who was president of the University of Göttingen. As he places it on her finger, he tells her, "Even if you forget everything else, I want you to always remember that you are a person of value, and you have a friend who loved you enough to give you his most valued possession." This affirmation transforms Patty, who has only known her parents' criticism. The ring becomes tangible proof that someone saw qualities in her that her parents never recognized. When Anton disappears as the 10:15 train rumbles in the distance, Patty is left with both a treasure and a burden. At school, she often touches the ring hanging from a chain around her neck. When she shows classmate Sister Parker the ring, inventing a story about its origin, she triggers events that will shatter her world. Her father's discovery of it reveals the depth of his disdain. The FBI's arrival after Anton's capture devastates Patty. When Agent Pierce shows her Anton's blood-stained shirt and announces his death, she attacks him, calling him a murderer. Her father, discovering her involvement with a goddamn Nazi, sees it as betrayal from his Jewish daughter. When Ruth defends Patty, he fires her immediately, throwing money on the bed and ordering her out. "She's all I have left," Patty pleads, but her father remains unmoved, more concerned with reputation and rigid patriotism than his daughter's well-being. En route to the Arkansas Reformatory for Girls, Patty feels unexpected hope. Asked if she's counted her blessings, she thinks of Ruth, her grandparents, and Anton, wondering if a blessing is still a blessing if it lasts for only a little while. This question embodies the novel's exploration of love and loss. For Patty, brief moments of genuine connection sustain her through loneliness. Though short, Anton's presence fundamentally changed her self-perception. During her 32 days at the reformatory, Patty wakes early planning her future. With limited options, she focuses on using her war bond at 18 to visit Anton's family in Germany. Her main comfort comes from reporter Charlene Madley, whose genuine concern and encouraging notes about Patty's writing give her hope. Ruth visits wearing a new blue dress, bringing Patty's favorite foods, and sharing that she now works for Mrs. Cora May Ford's family, better than her previous position with the Bergens. When Patty asks what's wrong with her, Ruth insists nothing a few years and a few pounds won't take care of, and returns Anton's ring that Patty had entrusted to her. Ruth delivers a transformative truth. Patty's parents will never feel anything good toward her, comparing them to irregular seconds merchandise for which Patty has paid too high a price. This insight changes Patty. Nothing has changed, but I feel different. Good. She recognizes the whispering inside her as truth growing stronger each day. Summer of My German Soldier challenges us to examine how labels, Jew, Nazi, Black, White, blind us to our shared humanity. Through Patty's perspective, we witness multiple forms of prejudice: her father's abuse, her mother's neglect, community anti-Semitism, and the systemic racism limiting Ruth's opportunities despite her wisdom. Anton's brief presence counteracts these destructive forces. His appreciation of Patty's intelligence and affirmation of her worth plant seeds of self-respect that sustain her through difficult times. His parting gift, the family ring and message that she is a person of value, becomes her talisman against a dismissive world. Ruth's steadfast love offers another salvation. Despite her constrained position as a Black housekeeper in the segregated South, she embodies moral courage by visiting Patty at the reformatory, transcending social boundaries for love. As Ruth departs, Patty realizes that perhaps life rafts only bring the shipwrecked within view of shore, with the final mile left to swim alone. Bette Greene's semi-autobiographical novel explores universal themes of belonging, identity, and moral courage beyond its historical setting. Years later, Greene confirmed what readers suspected: yes, I am Patty Bergen, and she is me. The novel shows how war distorts our perception of enemy and ally, a theme relevant in every conflict. Anton's humanity challenges perceptions of German soldiers, while Ruth's dignity transcends segregation. Through these relationships, Greene demonstrates how personal connections can undermine the dehumanizing logic of both war and prejudice. Greene reminds us that history includes not just grand events, but also small acts of kindness rarely making headlines. Patty's connection with her German soldier may seem minor against World War II's backdrop, yet it reveals the possibility of a more humane world, one relationship at a time. What would you risk to affirm someone else's humanity? What labels might you need to look beyond? These questions remain as urgent today as in 1942.